CIB meeting, I was, when we did this building. That's where the final approval was, so I was over there for that. And had all those river rats and, I mean, all those people that hadn't had a bath for months stand up. And it was interesting, all the locals were in there just,
get your stinky ass and sit down.
They weren't quite sure what to do about all them locals.
We're recording.
Because it wasn't the people running the meeting, it was the guy sitting next to him.
Yeah.
Giving him some grief and whatnot, so. They committed a lot of money for it.
It's Thursday, May 23rd, 6:32 PM. We'd like to start our public hearing for the CDBG grant that I'm green applying for. This grant was this meeting is to allow citizens to give input to the grant and ask the type of questions they want. Then I'll give you an overview. The Fountain Green City was awarded through the 2024 Community Development Block Grant Program. The city has amended its capital investment plan and decided to apply for the funds on behalf of the Park Improvement Project at 351 West Center Street. We were the project. The application was successful in the regional ratings and ranking process for the Park Improvement Project, and now the Fountain Green City was awarded $177,916 through CDBG. This grant is going to be used to improve the park, mainly to install pickleball courts up to the park. So besides the grant, the Fountain Green Lemon Day Committee is going to donate $30,000. The city's going to put in $49,934 for a total of $257,850 to do the project. We sent this out to bid. Jones and DeMille were the only ones that applied to help us with this. So that now, for moving forward for the park improvement project, Kara Wilden from Jones and DeMille will be taking care of that and helping us with the project moving forward. So with that being said, any questions for anybody in the audience?
I'm just here to answer any questions.
So when's Gary going to, I guess once we finally get the final award, he'll start?
Yeah, once you say go.
Okay.
Yep.
When do we anticipate that coming?
I don't know what time frame is for that.
Well, they always tell us July 1st, but it's never come until the fall.
Okay. So we probably won't start this project till next spring.
Next spring,
okay.
Yeah.
We were anticipating design starting sometime maybe in July or August, and then getting the design done, bid package together, select a contractor. I'm sure you probably don't want to do construction during the winter time, so get the contractor time to order materials. And then get going next spring, summertime.
Well, we have it done by next Sunday, maybe.
Why wouldn't you want to start during the winter?
Good, if the contractor wanted to work.
I mean, I think part of the project, the scope was to pull the old concrete out underneath there.
Yeah, they could, I mean, that,
you
they
could definitely
that part, yeah.
Pull that through there and
Be
ready to pour as soon as your temperatures came up.
I mean, you in the project specifications, you set a time frame for the contract, a window for the contractor to work in. And it's them that sets the schedule.
Okay.
We just guess contractors will be ready to roll. If they wanted to work wintertime, they'll bid it to work wintertime.
Yeah, I would rather have them work winter because you could plow that grass off and then it would freeze hard and you'd have less damage to the grass and everything else with it.
You get your free saw, though, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll make a mess either way, but.
So could we could break this one into two parts? One does the concrete work and everything for the pickleball court, and do the pickleball court along with the volleyball. Allow second part of the project as far as the lighting that goes in Honey, the Bowery is a separate?
Yeah, you can set your, you can set different schedules in construction and bid out separate schedules if you'd like.
I'd like to see the electrical be separate. Allow people in town to bid on it.
The electrical?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As long as they
can with this, the
As long as they can meet the CDBG requirements and federal regulations, and they have their paperwork in place.
They're going to have to bid it at Mason-Bacon wages.
Yeah, the Davis-Bacon wages, and then they have to meet certain materials for the project.
Sure.
So, yeah.
I know Kurt was wondering if we, instead of doing the volleyball place, Sand Volleyball, where those barbecue grills, he's saying to the northwest, that grass is bad. I guess it's not very nice grass. And he was wondering, well, he had two reasonings, because the grass is bad, put it there, but also, which I can kind of understand, it's not by the playground, so you're going to have kids throwing sand out. Anyway, he was just throwing that out.
You'll have kids over in the volleyball instead of in the playground.
Playing talk trucks.
So.
Yeah. But, and where they're next to the...
Do we have to use sand? Have you seen those? I was just down at Kanab, so that rubber...
There's no sand in Kanab?
No, they use this rubber matting, at their playground. It's like this, it's awesome, and it's on their volleyball court, too, and it's like little pieces of rubber, shredded rubber.
Rubber tires.
Yeah,
we actually, I think...
How do they keep playing too hot for?
Playground material is that.
Yeah. The playground material would be that.
Yeah, they use that on the courts down there too. And they
would
get it, so.
Would that scuff up your knees if you went diving for a ball?
No. It's like soft. I don't even know what it is. We could probably call Kanab City and find out. I'm sure other places have it too, but it was, I mean.
Then the cats won't
use it, and then it doesn't get hard spots. I don't know if you ever noticed that with the sand volleyball court, like on the edges where people don't play as much, you get the sand compacted, and then people do get any skin up on it. But
yeah,
I don't know that any of that can't be adjusted and changed as long as you stay within
the
scope of the work. You have to do the entire scope.
We didn't specify what the court was going to look like. I mean, as far as what's going to be going in there, just that it was going to go in.
Yeah.
I know that up in Bountiful, they got a couple of playgrounds they've used that rubber to put down, but it's almost like a, it's not the loose, but it's they laid it down for the playground instead of sand. Mm-hmm. You can't use it in the summertime. It'll burn your feet.
It's too hot.
It gets way too hot. That black just absorbs the heat. We were up there a couple of years ago to the one. You couldn't even step on it.
Yeah, this is like red and green, little chunks.
Yeah, this is black. Well, but they used up there, so.
Kanab has resources that we couldn't even dream of.
That's why I wonder about price.
Yep.
I don't know how much it costs. But
with best friends down there, they have more money than they know what to do with. So, they bring a lot of resources to Kanab.
Yes.
So where is Kurt want to put northwest of the bathrooms in that northwest?
Oh, clear up there. Okay.
Clear up there. Okay.
Yeah, clear up the northwest above the north of the bathrooms.
Okay. Or they one time wanted to put that at the Bowery.
Yes.
The old grease pole?
Yes.
In that area there.
What does Lambda use that area for? We don't, I'm just
something.
Saying.
Something. Or anything. People just...
No, because games are closer to the ball field.
Mm-hmm.
So...
For a while, they were doing, like, mountain bus.
Yeah.
There was mud bus, and they were using it for the lambs, to hold the lambs for the auction stuff.
Yeah.
That's where that was at. But they don't do that anymore. Oh, that corner is just used for people to put up chairs and stuff.
Kurt's right about the grass, though. That is bad grass over there.
Either way, we still got a lot of those pieces of stuff. They're not being used.
Yeah.
They're going to start to rot away. Okay.
Oh.
So we have pickleball courts there. And then we'd just, if we pulled out those grills and those pits, we'd just put grass there.
Just put grass back, yeah.
Wire on it.
So question for you then is Garrett going to do the, for the grant for the putting those sidewalks above the park?
Yeah, so he'll have him and then McLean Farmer. He does a lot of UDOT. UDOT style work.
Okay.
He's going to help him with that as well.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've talked to him about him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've passed that off already. So. Yep, and that's going to be a next year funding, right? Is it fiscal year 26?
2025, July 2025.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's, so whenever that comes in, when you get your agreements in place with UDOT and get the go-ahead to start, then just let us know and we'll get going on that too. And you may, sound like you may change where the sidewalks go. You don't know.
Well, they're going to change. They're going to make sure we can drive over.
Okay, yeah.
You don't want to put them on the other side of the road because then you're going to be in front of people's homes. I don't want to do that.
Right, right. But I was just wondering if you still wanted to put sidewalks down those streets that we identified or if you wanted to pick different streets.
Well, the two going down the park, yes.
Yep.
The other one may change.
Yeah.
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 You're correct.
Yeah, just give them a go ahead and we can go on that too.
That's a decision we can make with the school.
Mm-hmm.
See what they want to do. You know, get some more. By then, we get a little more information.
Right.
Okay.
McClay, you've met McClay. He's the one that's helped us with the transportation master plan.
Hmm.
Same. Yeah, McClay.
I know Garrick was instrumental in helping us with our sewer projects and
yep.
You know, our,
yep.
That last update and stuff we did.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. He's the office manager.
He probably knows more about our sewer project than anybody else.
Probably.
Reserve water.
And water. Yeah, he did that big project with Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last upgrade we did.
Yep.
He did that one. So when's your last day?
June 7th.
Okay, I'm all deleted out of my phone.
You're not moving. You'll be still.
I'm not moving, you know. Nope. You just got to go to the office on Tuesdays and then tell me to work from home the other 3 days.
Four
times a
day.
Do you still take phone calls and text messages for advice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, send them over.
Yeah, we hate to see you leave. You've done a lot of good for us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It's
been awesome working with you guys. Yeah, it's been my pleasure.
He's the one who spent all that big money on that UDOT grant, did you?
Yeah. Just couldn't bring myself down to do it. It's way too much.
So do we get everything taken care of for the CIB? Those questions they had.
Yeah. Okay. So those two progress reports. It was weird. When I tried to attach those pictures, it would let me attach one picture, and then I went through and filled in a couple more. And then when I hit save, the last picture I attached filled in all of them. So when you look at that report, it's the same picture on every single window. And I couldn't fix it. Whatever.
Yeah. So I just got another, who is it from? I was asking Shay about it, and it had, it was another report, if you have any geological surveys done.
Right. So I think it's a new requirement with the state?
Yes.
Whenever you do have a foundation evaluation or some kind of geologic study done, the state wants a copy of it.
So
we haven't done one.
For Fountain Green, we don't have any.
Like, unless you, like, the only time we would do, like, a foundation analysis would be, like, putting in a water tank or a building, and you had a geotech firm come and do a soil analysis or...
So, yeah, Shay said ask ask you.
Yeah.
But so we don't need to worry about it.
Unless you have like your report back when you put your tank in a long time ago, I wouldn't. Or if you've had a geotech do any boring or dense or soil test or any of that kind of stuff.
No.
They just want a copy of it if you do have one, so they know what's, I guess, fault lines and all that kind of stuff. Kind of get a better handle on what's out there.
Okay, good. Because I was going to send that right on over to you.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have nothing to give, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Until you do.
Okay, awesome. I'll go with that answer.
Go the whole time. Nobody's here.
Do we need all the plants we need to do?
Mm-hmm. What day is Lamb Days this year?
20th
of
July.
Always
the third weekend in July.
Oh, Mark, also, I think my wife talked with the librarian here, asked them if they wanted those books, and I'm not sure what the answer was, but if you guys know, if you guys want some books, we have, my mother-in-law is a librarian for Lehigh City Library, and they got rid of a ton of them. We have like 7-8 boxes in my garage of just a bunch of books that I'm going to trash, so if you guys want them, I'll bring them. So just let me know.
Can you let our library look cool?
So your wife did call the library.
Yeah, or she did reach out to her daughter that's in our ward, and I don't know the final answer.
Okay.
So just let you know if you guys want any books.
Yeah, I can ask and let you know.
Okay. And I think they're mainly more children, not novels, but children books.
Just no encyclopedias.
No encyclopedias. No Louis L'Amour's.
Oh, man. Zane Grey.
Yeah. If you don't have any other questions for me, I'm
going to
head to a baseball game.
Just find yourself right there. Thanks, Tyler.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for all your help.
Thanks for working with me. It's awesome. Ron,
hey.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate it. Where'd you get that storm at? Grandson?
I coach.
Oh, you coach it? What game? Or what?
The softball.
Oh, the softball.
Yeah.
My boys.
He's like the founder.
My boys are the 9U and the 11U. In the store. It's an N8U. Yeah. What's his name?
What is Jace.
Jace?
Yeah, he plays on the.
Is it the A team or B team?
He's on the top.
With Kevin? Okay. Or my boys with Brian. So, yeah, we get our butts kicked. But it's good.
Good
yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
Appreciate it.
We'll miss you.
Yeah, I'll miss you guys too. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
So, thanks. We'll see it during land days.
Yes,
you'll win.
Yes.
You'll win. Go with us. We're going to win this.
Yeah. In fact, I think our first game tomorrow is at 8 in the morning in Nephi.
Oh.
Ooh.
It'll be a little warmer.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see you.
See ya.
So, anybody have any more questions about our park improvement project?
I do. So, there's additional funding. Is the land committee putting funding in for this?
Yeah, $30,000.
$30,000.
And then is the city putting funding in?
Here, too.
$49,000.
$49,000.
Yeah.
In there. So, is there a loan that is.
We don't have to get a loan.
We don't have to get a loan for it.
We're not getting a loan. So,
okay.
Which is awesome.
And then we have quotes for all of the work. I mean, we went down this path previously and didn't have enough funds in there to do the project complete.
Correct.
So we've have actual bids that we can go forward with this. And
Jones and Neil got information from contractors what they thought it would cost. That's how we come up with the money.
You know? Okay.
Yeah. That's why when we talked to Shay, that was our downfall last time, because we didn't have an engineer, and
right. It
was just kind of a thrown together. But he says that's what's good about an engineer firm, is that they can get all that stuff together and get you a firm bid, plus all the after stuff, because then you have to do interviews with each of the employees,
right.
Make sure, and Jones and DeMille will do all that.
Okay.
So
that's part of the package.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I had.
Okay.
Make sure what that number was.
Any other questions from anybody? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public meeting on this TBG grant. And we'll get ready to start city council in about 7 minutes.